We have a look at what might transpire up with Fremantle against Sydney today. We go right inside the Fremantle camp with Mark Webb, Fremantle assistant. Hello, Webby. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Kim. How are you?
I'm okay. Good. I'm a bit enthusiastic about today, but I'm not comfortable that you can beat Sydney because of their midfield power.
Oh, look, that's going to be a massive challenge. Mm. There's quality all through that, and obviously on their wings as well. And they've got some players like, obviously, Hanbury and Heaney and Jack who can go through both areas. So it's going to be a challenge. And look, to be fair, in the AFL these days, most sides have quality midfields, and they're one of the best in the business.
You held over Tendai Mazungu. Can you confirm to us that there hasn't been any late change? Tendai's just the standover emergency?
That's correct, yeah. So we'll go in as planned. And, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity for the guys in. And obviously Darcy Tucker comes in. It's another opportunity for him.
Who will be the backup ruckman to Zach Clark?
Well, we've got a few options we're looking at. It just depends on. So we've got, Collins and Tabiner and Dawson. So mm-hmm. we're looking at how we go within the structure. And that depends a bit on, too, as the matchup with Franklin down back as well, how that's going. So we're planning for a few guys who can go through in there. And it's sort of play it by ear on how we're going down back and how we're going with our matchups.
I remember back to a Sydney-based game in the finals, qualifying final 2014. Alex Silvani was pretty manful, pretty brave, and he didn't do a bad job on Big Buddy Franklin that day. Is that perhaps part of your thinking to bring Alex into the group for today?
Yeah, definitely. That's one of the factors. And obviously, he's missed a bit of football. So we're really taking a strong focus that there's not going to be just one player who's going to play on Franklin today. I think it's a tough challenge for a guy of his athletic ability to be playing a whole game on him. So he's definitely a player we're looking at going to him. And obviously, we've got another couple of tools down back in Dawson and Collins who will go to him as well. I think it's a team target, and mm-hmm. and we want to make sure that we give them opportunities. And physically, he's going to be a challenge for him. So we think that with a few different guys that can play on him, that's an opportunity there for us.
Kennedy, Parker, Jack, Hanbury, Mitchell. You Ooh. Mentioned Heaney as well. How do we counter them today?
Oh, look, I think they're really strong inside. So we've got to make sure that. Look, Zach Clark's got a big challenge to get first use to our mids, and we put that pressure around the contest. We were disappointed last week with our pressure, certainly from a tackle point of view, and we look at sides like Collingwood yesterday, and I think Carlton last week were really strong at putting pressure on around the ball, and that's a focus for us today, really from a midfield group, that we've got to bring that tackle pressure and not allow the class on inside to bring in their class on the outside.
I like Tom Mitchell. I've got him on a list of about 10 players who still haven't signed a contract, and we're very, very curious about where they might be headed for. Could he be headed for Lachie Neale today, do you think? Because one thing he can do is actually lock in on a key opponent, as he's shown. Even he beat Sam Mitchell a month ago.
Yeah, look, well, that's something we've planned for. Mm-hmm. Whether it happens or not, we've definitely planned for that at some stage. That may happen during a game or at the start of the game. So he's done well in that. And look, to be fair, he doesn't just lock down. He gets a lot of the ball himself. So we can't just think of him as a lockdown. He's a quality mid, and he'll work off Lockie as well when he gets a chance, if that's what they do. So mm-hmm. Lockie's got to be prepared to work hard inside and then watch him on the outside as well.
Webby, you've always been really honest with us. I'm going to put you on the spot here. Deep inside the Dockers' four walls today, what's gone on around the change rooms to respect Matthew Pavlich's big occasion?
Look, we had a bit of a tape yesterday on just pre-game, and we just had a good discussion yesterday. I went through, obviously, Matt, and today has just been really focused, certainly him and Lee Spurr. We just came out there. We spoke about openly about what they've done for the club and just to really honour them with effort. That's been the key to it. We haven't overdone it, and they wouldn't want it to be overdone, but we've just spoken about what they've brought to the club and how we can just give a little back to them with effort. And they really appreciate that, but the key is what we do out in the field to really honour that and the performance we bring.
Yeah, get the footy. That'll
help.
That'll honour it.
Exactly right. You can have a lot of rah-rah and this and that.
Yeah, but it all comes down to one thing. 6 points as many times as you can get it. Get the footy as many times as you can get it.
And Webby, look, once you've gotten today out of the way, win or lose, it will grow into the course of this week. It's another derby. Can you bring us up to date with where, how Michael Atness got through with Peel yesterday? And more importantly, a big issue, contentious one, I reckon, the dropping of Connor Blakely back to Peel. What's your feedback on his performance yesterday?
Yeah, look, I think scratchy. He was a bit scratchy early, and I think from all reports, he worked his way into the game more into the second half. So he's still got areas, obviously, as Ross talked about, with his disposal and just making sure his transitions up to AFL level. So once again, he'll come under selection, and a lot depends upon what happens today. So we'll go from there, and I think that's the opportunity. And from all reports, Michael Atness, had a very serviceable game. It was competitive, and obviously it was a disappointing probably result and performance from Peel yesterday in some areas. But obviously he's a player that we're looking to for the future. And again, he'll hopefully have played enough minutes to put himself into contention for next week.
Thanks, Mark Webb. Prior to the game, thanks for talking to us as a bit of a preview to your game against Sydney, which starts in under an hour's time now. Thanks, Webby.
No problem. Thanks.
See you, Mark.